Welcome to the Finding Favorites podcast, where we explore your favorite things without using an algorithm. Here's your host, Leah Jones.
Hi there. Welcome to a mini episode of Finding Favorites. These mini episodes, these little bonuses, are when there's we go on a tangent that is long and way off topic. And I try to keep my episodes, I edit them, so I try to keep them on topic. So, but Joanna and I couldn't talk without catching up about a big project we did like 11 years ago. It was called Riding the Rails. And our concept was musicians would ride Amtrak across the country and do concerts at different small towns with train stations. And our test musician was David Cav. He was one of the musicians I worked with when I was doing Native Arts and Media, where I did social media with rock stars and rabbis. And so one time when we did this, he went from Chicago to Nashville or Memphis maybe, and then recorded at Sun Studios and did stops in Champaign-Urbana and Carbondale. So he like would stop, stay overnight, do a concert, get back on the train, go another few hours. So we just had these like really big ideas about what a train-based festival could look like. And we hadn't talked about it in years. And so this is us going a little bit deeper into the project, Riding the Rails, what we would do if we did it again today with the technology available today, which is a better fit for the idea than the technology available to us 11 years ago. Enjoy this deep dive. No, it's not a deep dive. Enjoy this sidebar conversation into the time in our lives when we worked in the music industry. Stay home, stay safe, wash your hands, and wear a mask. Yeah. I mean, I think if there's a lesson I've learned that I wish I had learned before we did Riding the Rails, it was I wish I had been able to let go of the relay and like let you run with it. You had such big ideas and I was so afraid of anyone else like leading the idea. And I think like in my 40s, like I think I've gotten better about saying like that's a big idea and I don't need to be the one who executes it. And I wish I had had that level of awareness of when we did Riding the Rails to be comfortable saying like, no, what Joanna can like really do this and I can just let go and be happy I was there at the beginning. So I wish I had been able to do that then, because I think it would have had such a different life if I had been able to let go.
I appreciate that. But I also think at the time, you know, we were all a little bit younger than we are now.
Yeah.
And there were, you know, there were what, three or four of us that were kind of the core of that project.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my kind of struggles has been for years is that I do have big ideas.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always mean like possible. And, you know, yeah. I'm kind of always the one, you know, who's way outside the box and it's a lot of work and sometimes it's too much work for the game. So I think that experience for me, it was actually good to have somebody rein me in a little bit because it's a brand new baby and
right.
I'm a huge ideas. I don't know that we could have done them. Like,
yeah,
you made it manageable. Which is not a bad thing because it actually happened. Like,
yeah,
you can have the biggest idea in the world, but if you can't execute it, nothing happens.
Right.
That sometimes, you know, I mean, this is a conversation that Martin and I actually just had very recently about my book of like what my promotional plans were. And I was like, yes, I'm going to do the things, but also it's a pandemic. So right. I have to keep my energy levels in mind and I have to keep if I become a whirling dervish of creativity,
yeah,
what is that going to do to the two people who live in the house with me?
Right.
And so, I mean, I think it's good to have collaborations where we don't all get what we want.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. It's and it
makes us all better.
It does. And it was such a good, that was, so riding the rails, for people who don't know what it was we had this idea of putting musicians on Amtrak, and they would stop in towns, get off the train, have a concert, get back on the train the next day, go to another town. And so we did this with David Cav and Reverend Billy, and then they met up in Nashville and they recorded at Sun Studios in Nashville. And we had this idea of doing, I mean, it was sort of like a whistle stop concert series, a train based festival. And, you know, so like David did like coffee shop concerts and on his way to Nashville, and they got there and they recorded. And, yeah, I just got a Tumblr, an email from Tumblr saying like Riding the Rails is 11 years old or 12 years old. And there's part of me that thinks we were before our time. Like, it was a big idea that I think was before.
It was maybe a little bit early, given where things like Twitter were at, for us to really do. But I mean, I remember putting together the sponsorship packages, like way before GoFundMes, right?
Yeah.
Had different names of trains, like the grand one, the Orient was like $1,000. The artists would call you from the dining car on Amtrak, and you'd get to pick what they had for dinner, and then they'd have to send you a postcard about how their dinner went. Like, it's just the, you know, the stuff we came up with that nobody was doing in the same way. Yeah. And now, like, now we talk about that and it's like, well, why wouldn't you do that? Like,
yeah. Now you would do a GoFundMe. You'd like, Instagram Live didn't exist.
Right. There was no Instagram.
There was no Instagram.
There was no Instagram.
Yeah.
There was no TikTok. There was no Snapchat.
Yeah. There was Blog Talk Radio, which was probably key to our plan. Right. Which was like kind of a live stream podcast.
Right.
So
there was Twitter, and some people were on Facebook.
Right. So in today's world, it would be super possible.
Right.
Like, the technology has caught up with the idea.
Well, and so, of course, for me, that means that we'd have to, like, take those ideas and throw them out and go, like, further over the top, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I remember calling Amtrak and asking them for discounts and having them being like, you want to do what?
Yeah.
And you need our permission? Like, no, I don't need your permission. Somebody's going to get on and off your train. But if you want us to promote you in the process, maybe you could throw some food vouchers or a discount on the ticket. And they were like, where are you going to promote us?
Right.
Like, Twitter. And they were like, what's Twitter?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was a fun time, though. I mean,
it was so fun. We had
a lot of fun on that project.
Yeah. Because I got home from Israel the day before, or like the day that David got on the train, and then I drove down and met him Champaign for his first concert, and then he went on, and I was so jet lagged, but it was really fun.
Tourist was there for parts of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she rode the train and documented so much of it for the blog.
Yeah. Maybe what we can do is we can give it to Martin, and we can say, make this a Millikan project.
Well, I mean, you know, he did the Pigface tour last fall. He took students on a bus. They had a second tour bus. So
that's great.
They had Pigface, the band, touring.
Yeah.
And then they had a second bus of students who were touring, learning about touring. So they had, you know, Wendy Day and Tristan Beach on the bus with them.
Yeah.
Like, they were working backstage, and they were...
So cool.
So, yeah. I mean, it was a... fascinating thing.
Yeah, because Millikan, the music business program, needed music business is more than Matthew West and Take Six.
So, it has to be. I mean, you know, since I've been teaching it, since I've been doing it, like, the only way to make your way was to be creative.
Yeah.
Because even if you got the major record label deal, that still wasn't a guarantee of anything.
Right.
So, you know, the more you could do. Like, I remember, again, like, we're dating ourselves a little bit here, but like back in the day with I Fight Dragons.
Yep.
And Matt, of course, Ryan. And I remember there was a new music conference or something like that.
Yep.
Where we were all on the bus outside the venue, like just
those just out. Came up in my Facebook memories.
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah. And I just remember Brian Mazzaferri walking around, like telling everybody the wrong way to do things. And it was hilarious. Like, he just was on a kick that day. And like, he kept walking up to people with his like list of ways you don't promote. And this was as I Fight Dragons was actually getting like bigger, some big traction. Yeah. Right. And he had this list of stuff. And the first thing on it was like, don't give other people your trash. And he was like handing this flyer to everybody with like, hey, would you take my trash for me? And it was like, I still just remember that because it was actually brilliant. What was on the piece of paper, but just the whole,
I was just, so the episode that I just released today with is a conversation with my friend Shai about the movie Cats and about the musical Cats, because we both love it. So it's our rebuttal to people who think it was like the worst movie ever.
I haven't seen the movie yet, I'll be honest, but I love Cats.
Yeah. Cause it's good. Yeah. I cried. If you need something that's just going to make you cry, then Safe. I mean, obviously Memories is always one that'll get you going, but I cried through many of the songs in the movie. So, but Shai also has a podcast called The Gold Nerds, and it's his fan podcast about the Goldbergs. Okay. So I was just telling him, because I Fight Dragons did the theme song.
Right.
So I was telling him some of those old, like, music social media stories just yesterday.
Yeah, like, you know, the concerts of the underground space at Elbow Room and
yeah, and just like, because I Fight Dragons original Chicago fan base were just the people who used Twitter at the time, and there were enough of us,
right? The little membership card with your number of which fan member you were.
It was like such a fun and creative time. And the scene was so, I mean, small and
but also so exciting. Like, people who were in it were all so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, kind of the misfits and the I have this crazy idea people, instead of the here's how it's always been done people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is it's a really fun time to turn around and look at, you know, because Facebook is what serves me up those memories.
Right.
Reliably. So it's a reason to stay on Facebook. And then to see where people's lives have taken them and their creative paths
You had a company and then didn't have a company. And then, we've all been like the number of places we've all traveled through since then. Kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Thank you for listening to Finding Favorites with Leah Jones. Please make sure to subscribe and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Now, go out and enjoy your favorite things.